经文是加拉太书第一章十一节到二十四节。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往阿拉伯去，后又回到大马士革。过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了十五天。至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。我写给你们的不是谎话，这是我在神面前说的。以后我到了叙利亚和基利加境内，那时犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的，现在传扬他原先所残害的真道，他们就为我的缘故荣耀归给神。这是神的话语。
Thank you for reading scripture so clearly. Thank you. And thank you to all of you who prayed for us as we were camping last weekend.
谢谢大家为我们上个礼拜的营祷告，为我们的营祷告。
The weather forecast was meant to have rain.
本来天气预报说要下雨的。
But we had a wonderful.Clear, bright, warm weekend.
但是上一个周末天气非常的好。
So thank you for praying.
所以谢谢大家的祷告。
A man goes ice fishing for the first time.
有一个人他第一次去冰钓。
He cuts a hole in the ice, and as he does so, he hears a voice.
他在一个地方切开一个洞的时候，他听到一个声音。
There are no fish under the ice.
在冰下面没有鱼。
So he moves to another spot on the ice and starts to cut another hole.
所以他去到另外一个地方去尝试去切开一个洞。
Again, the voice announces there are no fish under the ice.
再一次那个声音说在冰下面没有鱼。
So he moves to a third spot and starts to cut a third hole.
所以他又移到去第三个地方去切开第三个洞。
And again, the voice says, "There are no fish under the ice."
好，这个声音再一次的响起来，就说在冰下面没有鱼。
The man looks up and says, "Lord, is that you?"
那这个人就向天上望着说，神啊，这是你吗？
No, I'm the ice rink manager.
不是，我是冰场的经理。
September is the start of a new season.
九月份 是新的一个季度的开始。
It gives us the ideal opportunity to make sure we're listening to God, not the ice rink manager.
它给我们一个很好的机会，让我们去听到神对我们的意，去听聆听神，而不是说冰场的经理。
As regular church activities start again, let's commit ourselves to following God's call upon our lives.
当常规的教会的活动再一次开始的时候，让我们委身去去看到神对我们的呼召。
Let's keep our vision before us.
让我们坚持在我们前面的意向。
Now we may ask, what is our vision?
所以现在我们会问我们的意向是什么呢？
Do you remember the church health survey?
你还记得我们的教会健康问卷吗？
Can you believe it was almost a year ago that we completed this survey?
你可以相信那大概是几乎是一年前。
And when the results were presented, several details emerged.
当那个答案出来的时候，有几个细节出现了。
We have a clear mission statement, knowing God, touching lives.
我们有一个非常清晰的使命，就是认识神和触动生命。
We cherish our multicultural character.
我们珍惜我们多元文化的特性。
We discover God in our worship services.
我们在敬拜当中认识神。
We genuinely care for one another.
我们真心地去关心其他的人。
We hunger for God in our lives, activities, and neighborhood.
我们在生活活动和邻里里都渴望上帝。
At the same time, several challenges emerged.
但与此同时，也有几个挑战出现了。
Sometimes our care is limited to those closest to us.
有时候我们的关心只限于与我们最亲近的人。
Many activities are not focused on reaching the unchurched.
许多活动并不集中于在教会之外。
Identifying, training, and empowering new leaders is a challenge.
确认、培训和授权新的领导人是困难的。
The purpose of the survey was to inspire us towards God's vision for Trinity Baptist Church.
这个调查的目的是要激发我们教会去迎合神的意向。
So this month I want to preach on vision.
所以这个月我要讲到的主题是意向。
In the Bible, God's vision is the restoration of creation under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
在圣经当中，上帝的意向是在耶稣基督的掌管下去恢复他所创造的物质。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 says God will bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
以弗所书一章十节这样说道，到了所计划的时机成熟，就使天上地上的万有都在基督里同归于一。
And Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 tells us that this is achieved only through the cross of Christ.
哥罗西书一章二十节也都告诉我们，只有在耶稣的掌管之下才可以成就。
Revelation chapter 21 symbolizes the restoration of all things under Christ as a city, the New Jerusalem.
在启示录二十一章，他也把用一个城市，就是新耶路撒冷来形容这个在基督下掌管之下恢复所有的所造之物。
And this city descends from heaven with God the Father and Jesus, God the Son, at the center.
这个城市与天父与耶稣和神的儿子以中心从天上而降下。
And present with them are those from all nations and languages, all those who have placed their trust in Jesus Christ.
与他们同在的是来自所有国家和语言的人，所有那些把他们的信心放在基督耶稣里的人。
This is the grand biblical vision.
这是圣经的一个雄伟的意象。
But this vision must be grounded in the realities of each local church and in each Christian's life.
但是这个意象必须根植于每一个地方的教会和每个基督徒的生活当中。
Galatians chapter 1 verses 11 to 24 describe how this grand biblical vision was grounded in Paul's life.
加拉太书一章十一节到二十三节也描述了这个雄伟的圣经的意象是如何根植于保罗的生活当中。
Paul explains how he was steeped in Jewish tradition and law.
保罗解释了以前他是如何沉浸在犹太的传教和法律当中。
And how he set out to persecute Christians and destroy Christianity.
以及他如何是去迫害基督徒和破坏基督教。
But in Acts chapter 9, he was confronted by the risen Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus.
但是在使徒行传九章里，他在去大马士革的路上，他遇见了复活的主耶稣。
And his life was changed.
他的生活完全改变了。
As he says in Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, God was pleased to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
在加拉太书一章十五到十六节说到，既然乐意把自己的儿子启示给我。 使我可以在外族人中传扬他。
Paul was no longer a persecutor of Christians. He became a preacher of the good news.
保罗不再是一个基督徒的迫害者，反而他成了福音的传道者。
And the survey last year helped us see how the Lord is changing us.
去年的问卷调查也帮助我们看到了上帝是如何改变我们的。
In Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, Paul says that the gospel he preached was not something that he made up.
在加拉太书一章十一到十二节，保罗说到，他所传的福音不是出于他自己。
It was a pronouncement that he received from Jesus.
而是他从耶稣那里得到的一句话。
We understand, therefore, that vision is not of our own making.
我们明白，意象不是我们自己的意愿。
We are not responsible for creating vision. We are responsible for discerning vision.
我们不负责去创造一个意象，而我们是去负责去辨别这个意象。
And often the best place to start is to see what God is already doing or has already been saying.
一个通常最好的一个开始的地方是让我们去看到上帝已经在做的工和他已经说了什么。
At Trinity, we do not have to look far to discern God's vision.
在我们的教会，我们不需要去到很远的地方去看神的意象。
First, let's ask, why are we here?
首先让我们问我们自己，我们为什么会在这里？
Trinity's mission statement says, knowing God, touching lives.
我们教会的使命宗旨就是认识神和触动生命。
It's on the front of our bulletin.And across the top of our webpage.
在我们通告栏的最上最前面和在我们网页上的最首页。
Now remember the illustration at the beginning of the year that I used of a bucket and a pipe.
还记得我在年初的时候我用了一个比喻是水桶和管道。
Buckets hold water.
水桶它装水。
Pipes allow water to flow.
而管道是输送水。
And we are called to be pipes, not buckets.
而我们被呼召是要成为管道，而不是水桶。
We do not want to hold God's love for ourselves.
我们不希望我们只是把神的爱放在我们自己身上。
We want to allow God's love to flow to others.
而我们是希望我们把神的爱输送到其他的人。
Knowing God, touching lives, gives us this sense of purpose as a church.
认识神和触动生命，让我们去感觉这个我们教会的宗旨。
And we will learn more about this statement during this month.
所以在这个月当中，我们会更多的去认识。
But second, who are we?
第二，我们是谁呢？
In Acts chapter 17,Verses 26 to 27, Paul says something very significant.
在《使徒行传》十七章二十六到二十七节，保罗说了一个非常重要的。
He says, "From one man, he, that's God, made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live."God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us.
经文这样说到，他从一个本源造出了万族来，使他们住在整个大地上，并且定了他们的期限和居住的疆界，要他们寻求神，或者可以摸索而找到他。其实他离我们个人不远。
Did you notice how these verses say that God places people in their precise locations in time and space so that they might find him?
你有没有注意到这些经文是如何说神把人放在时间和空间的精确位置，以便他们能找到他？
You are not here by accident.
你在这里不是偶然的。
And Trinity is not here by accident.
更重要的是，我们的教会在这里也不是偶然的。
God is bringing people to Trinity because in His plan, Trinity fulfills a purpose.
上帝把人带到我们的教会，是因为在他的计划当中，我们教会实现了这个目标。
And that purpose is to introduce people to Jesus.
这个目的就是要向人介绍耶稣。
Someone from Trinity once told me that Trinity is like a gateway.
有一个教会的人曾经告诉我说，我们的教会就像是一扇门。
Many from Asia come to Vancouver.
有许多人从亚洲来到温哥华。
And attend Trinity.
参加我们的教会。
And respond to the gospel.
而去回应福音。
And then return home to tell others the good news about Jesus.
然后他们回到他们的家乡去告诉别人关于福音。
So we are a gateway that the Lord uses to spread the good news.
所以我们是一道门，是被神所用，去向人宣讲神的福音。
This is who we are.
这就是我们是这样的。
And third, what are we to become?
第三，我们会成为什么呢？
Here's the great challenge of vision.
这是一个非常大的挑战。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 28 and Colossians chapter 3 verse 11 remind us that when Jesus gets hold of us, all previous barriers are broken.
在加拉太书三章二十八节和哥罗西书三章十一节再次提醒我们，当耶稣掌管我们的生命的时候，其他所有的之前的阻碍都被破除了。
We are one in Christ.
我们在基督里合一。
Perhaps the most significant mark of our life at Trinity is our cultural diversity.
也许我们教会最重要的记号就是我们教会的多元文化性。
I hear this celebrated over and over again.
我听到这样的话语一次又一次的听到。
And our diversity is a glorious testimony to the power of the gospel.
我们的多样性是福音的力量的荣耀的见证。
But as we read the rest of Galatians, we discover how easy it is.For diversity to become distorted.
但是当我们读完加拉太书的其余的部分的时候，我们也会发现，是多么容易的，这个多样性也会变得会被扭曲。
Peter, one of Jesus's first disciples, began to believe that the only way to follow Jesus was to follow Jewish rituals.
彼得，耶稣的第一个门徒。他开始相信跟随耶稣的唯一的方法就是跟随犹太人的仪式。
Peter forgot that God's grace is not about following ethnic or racial cultures.
彼得忘记了上帝的恩典不是跟随种族或种族文化。
It's about embracing God's freely given love in Jesus Christ.
而是拥抱上帝这无条件给我们的爱。
And so Paul rebuked Peter.
所以保罗在这里责备彼得。
Paul knew that the miracle of being one in Christ is worthy of constant celebration.
保罗知道在基督里合一这个奇迹是值得不断的庆祝的。
But he also knew that it demanded constant attention.
但是他也知道这个也要求不断的去关注。
It's for this reason.That here at Trinity we resist any attempt to form monocultural congregations.
正是出于这个原因，我们在我们的教会也拒绝一切的行为，就是形成单一文化会众的这个行为。
And why we affirm that we are one church with many nationalities.
也是我们再一次的声明，我们是一个教会，是一个具有许多民族的教会。
It's for this reason.That where we can work together even more than we do now, let's do it.
也是因为这个原因，我们可以做更多的工作，让我们来做。
Even though I do not understand Mandarin or Tagalog, I will never object to fellowship with those whose language is different from mine.
我虽然不懂普通话或者菲律宾话，但是我绝对不会拒绝去与这些人说不同语言的人的一起的团契。
I welcome into my life those whose language is different from my own.
我欢迎这些人进入我的生命，那些语言和我不同的人。
And I need you to help me see where my culture has blinded me to radical obedience to the gospel.
我需要你的帮助，让我看到，因为我的文化蒙蔽了我对福音的根本的顺服。
And you need me to help you see where your culture has blinded you.
而你也需要我向你去提醒你，你的文化蒙蔽了你的地方。
So I am comfortable if you talk in Mandarin or Tagalog when I'm with you, even if you talk about me.
所以在我跟你们在一起的时候，虽然你们会说其他语言，我也觉得很自然，即使是你在谈论我。
I was listening to Richard give the announcements in Mandarin earlier.
我刚才在听到 Richard 帮我们做国语的这个家事报告的时候。
And I could hear Pastor Doris, Pastor Lee, and Pastor Callum.
我也可以听到Doris 牧师、李牧师和我自己。
But for all I know, he could have been talking about my shampoo.
他有可能是在谈论我的洗发水。
But that's okay.
但是这是 OK 的。
Because we're in relationship and fellowship together.
因为我们之间有关系。
Being with you, a sister or brother in Christ, is more important than whether I immediately understand you.
跟你们在一起，我亲爱的弟兄和姊妹是非常重要的。
Because there's the beginning of a deeper understanding of Christian love for one another.
这个关系非常重要，因为这是一个开始，就是我们在去更加彼此的了解基督对我们的爱。
As Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
在约翰福音这样说到，因为你们彼此相爱，所以大家认识你是我的门徒。
And God's love transcends, overcomes cultural differences.
因为神的爱是超越这一切，超越我们之间的文化的不同。
God has given us this vision.
上帝给了我们这个意象。
Why do we exist?
为什么我们存在？
To know God and to touch lives.
去认识上帝，触动生命。
Who are we?
我们是谁？
We're a gateway, a global church with a special place in God's kingdom work.
我们是一扇门，是一个全球性的教会，在上帝的王国当中是一个特别的地方。
And what are we to become?
我们要成为什么？
We become one in Christ, where Christ breaks down barriers between us and where his gospel shines.
我们在基督里合一，在基督里打破了我们之间所有的隔阂，他的福音的荣耀。
We're called not to be buckets,but to be pipes.
我们被呼召，我们不是水桶，而是管道。
Take this vision and may the Lord plant it deep within our hearts.
抓住这个意象，愿神将它深深地植在我们心里。
Before I finish, may I say something to those of us who are leaders?
在我完成之前，我可不可以向我们的领袖说一句话？
Did you know that a tortoise moves?By sticking its neck out.
在你们有没有留意到，当乌龟行动的时候，它把它的脖子伸出来。
To stick your neck out means take a risk.
把脖子伸出来的意思代表着就是要冒风险。
Paul stuck his neck out when he confronted Peter.
保罗当他责备彼得的时候，他冒了一个风险，他把他的脖子伸出来。
But Paul was right to take that risk.
但是保罗冒这个风险，他是对的。
Leaders stick their necks out.
领袖应该把他的脖子伸出来。
So whether you are a leader in New Life or New Beginnings or on our worship teams,
不论你是一个新生命或者在敬拜的团队里面，你是一个领袖。
Our information center teams, our home study groups or prayer meetings.
或者咨询中心，或者我们家庭中的小组。
The church board or the church choir or in our youth.
或者理事会，或者唱诗班，或者青年儿童的事工。
Sunday school teachers, ushers or any other area.
或者主日学，或者诗事，或者其他任何一个地方。
Stick your neck out.
把你的脖子伸出来。
Take this vision and stick your neck out for it.
抓住这个意向，然后把你的脖子伸出来。
Take the risk. God is at work.
去冒这个风险，因为神在做工。
This is His vision for Trinity.
这是他对我们教会的意向。
Some years ago, Catherine and I visited Raleigh in North Carolina.
几年前，凯瑟琳和我去了北卡罗来纳州的罗利。
On Sunday, we looked for a church to attend.
在星期日我们去找一个教会。
We deliberately chose an African-American Baptist church.
我们特意选择了一个非裔的美国人的浸信会教会。
We wanted to experience that rhythmic gospel worship.
我们想去体验那个节奏，那个福音的崇拜的节奏。
And that fiery preaching.
他们的传道。
We were the only Caucasians present out of over 400 to 500 African Americans.
我们两个是唯一的一个唯一的白人，唯一出现的白种人是在400到500个非裔人美国人当中。
We did not exactly blend in.
但是我们
we stood out.
但是我们非常的突出。
And we were asked to stand and be welcomed.
然后我们当时是被要求站起来，然后被欢迎。
And after the service, many people came over and welcomed us.
在崇拜之后，也有很多人单独的去欢迎我们。
It was one of the most wonderful experiences in my Christian life.
那是在我一个生命当中是非常非常棒的一个体验。
In that moment, I felt incredibly honored and thrilled to be with our African American sisters and brothers in Christ.
就在那一刻，我感觉到非常的荣幸和兴奋，在我们非裔这些姊妹当中。
That same sense of honor and thrill is here at Trinity.
那种同样的荣誉和兴奋的感觉也在我们的教会当中。
I cherish this.
我非常珍惜这个。
And God loves this.
而神非常喜爱这个。
So let's pursue this with all our heart.
让我们全心全意的去追求这个。
Amen.
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 Pastor Lee.